Separatist Lines, Crystal City, Christophsis.
They're going to notice.
They're too busy.
Master, do we still need this thing?
Anakin came to a halt, the sound of their labored breathing filling the small space. It was hard to navigate under the upturned piece of debris that covered them like the shell of a Kasak mollusk. Crawl and stop. That was the pattern. They could scuttle only so far down the road before they had to peer out again or try to orient themselves by what they could see beneath them. Rubble. There was a lot of rubble, and it all looked the same. Under this broken section of conduit, the two Jedi were effectively invisible to battle droids. They were the same temperature and color as their surroundings, only their movement would give them away. So they darted in random bursts, zigzags, slow crawls.
Okay, ready, Ahsoka? In 3, 2, go!
They edged a few meters farther and stopped again. Anakin caught his breath. His neck ached from the strain of holding it at an unnatural angle with the weight of both the shell and the strap of his satchel on it. He heard the faint hum of the energy field coming closer. The air tingled with it, making the hairs stand up on his arms and nape. The enemy line was, obligingly, passing over them.
Ahsoka said, shuddering. Nearly there. It's like having someone walk on your grave.
What happened to Chirpy and Positive?
She didn't reply. Maybe the frequencies irritated something in the Togruta nervous system that humans didn't have. In a few moments, the tingling stopped, and Anakin felt he could breathe properly again.
That's it, Anakin said. We're in. Now, let's locate that generator.
He was pretty sure he could find it by a combination of his force senses and the odd infrasonics he was picking up as he got closer to it.
Be careful.
My legs are going to give out, Ahsoka said. I have to stand up.
I said be careful.
Bang! They hit something. Anakin thought they might have run into a lump of masonry, but as the shell of conduit tipped and they fell over, he found his field of vision full of a curve of jointed metal. The metal sphere uncoiled. Side panels snapped open. Servos whirred.
It's a droidica! Anakin yelled, scrambling to his feet. He drew his lightsaber and flicked the blue blade into life. Run!
The destroyer droid's metal casing lifted to expose its center-mounted laser cannon. It didn't seem to be able to work out what to do with them for a moment. Maybe they were too close for it to get a firing solution. Ahsoka was rooted to the spot, and Anakin thought she was simply too scared to move. Until he looked and saw the lightsaber in her hand and the look on her face.
Jedi, don't run!
She snarled.
We stand and fight!
The droidica had worked out its targeting. It scuttled back a meter or two on its Yob Crab legs. Its cannon clicked into position. They were going to be two dead Jedi pretty soon if they didn't make a run for it.
No! You run!
Anakin barked and grabbed her shoulder as he sprinted. She broke into a run, stumbling a few paces, and the droidica opened fire.
Zigzag! Don't let it lock on! Run!
They dodged and jinked, leaping into the air, spinning around to deflect cannon fire with their lightsabers. The droidica couldn't get a lock. They were out of its effective range when it coiled up again to pursue them, rolling after them like a ball. This was their chance. It couldn't fight and move at the same time. Anakin gestured wildly at Ahsoka.
Stop dead when I say, he yelled. Saber ready?
You said...
Just follow a standing order, will you?
He ran as hard as he could. The droidica sped along at their heels. If he could fool it into thinking they'd keep up this speed, it wouldn't have time to uncoil before he drew his weapon.
In 3, 2, stop!
Ahsoka skidded to a halt, and the droid rolled between her and Anakin for one critical fraction of a second too long. They were both on it in a heartbeat before it could unroll and deploy, slashing it to pieces with their lightsabers. A smooth, polished section of casing rolled to a standstill a couple of meters away. They stared at each other for a moment, breathless. Anakin couldn't have taught her a better lesson if he'd planned this.
Now you understand why you have to follow orders. Think twice, and you'll be dead.
Orders keep you alive,
Ahsoka said as if she was repeating a lesson. It sounded awfully like Rex's wisdom.
And we watch each other's back.
Yeah, that was Rex, all right. Well, she'd learned the hard way now. Anakin gave her a rough pat on the back.
You got it in one, Snips, he said. Now let's find that generator.